This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and other frustrated mediators have called on Israel and Hamas to resume talks.
The leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar have jointly issued a statement today demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks next week on the war in Gaza. The statement says only the details of carrying out a ceasefire and hostage release remain to be negotiated and that there is no further time to waste nor excuses from any party for further delay. On Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that on August 15th, Israel would send the negotiations team to a place still to be determined in order to finalize the details and implementation of a framework agreement. Critics of Netanyahu have accused him of slow-rolling the talks. Donna Water, Washington.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday said that police officers must remain on high alert or for further unrest as the UK braces for possible riots over the weekend.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe.
Riots began last week after a wave of false online posts wrongly identified the suspect killer of three young girls in a knife attack July 29th in Southport as an Islamist migrant.
Today we're due sentencing for online behavior. That's a reminder to everyone that whether you're directly involved or whether you're remotely involved, you're culpable and you will be put before the courts if you've broken the law.
This order carried out by what Starmer has described as far-right thugs. A Brazilian airliner says one of its passenger jets with 61 people aboard crashed into a gated residential community in Brazil's Sao Paulo state, killing all on board.